A poll by Consumer Reports last month showed two-thirds of parents asked would not vaccinate their kids against H1N1 or would wait until they knew more information. Now the opposite seems to be happening. Those who do want it may not be able to get it as soon as they'd like. Columbia County is holding an H1N1 clinic Friday for high-risk groups. Public Health Director Susan Lorenz says they'll have plenty of workers on hand, including police.
For traffic control, if we are very busy, and to be present if they are needed.
Lorenz accounts the intense interest in getting nasal spray or a shot to the rapid spread of H1N1, even though most cases are relatively mild.
As we're seeing more and more of our family members and friends actually have the disease, people are realizing that, boy, maybe I should get this vaccine.
Rock County's in its second week of H1N1 vaccinations after school clinics had to stop because of limited vaccine. So some kids have only one of two shots they need for full immunity. Rock County Health Officer Karen Kane says as of now, they will not turn away kids who need the second shot in favor of people in the high-risk group who want vaccine.
We have not made those plans yet because the state is still telling us that in a couple of weeks, there should be more vaccine available.
Madison schools started vaccinating weeks earlier, so some are ready for a second shot to provide additional immunity to H1N1. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.